Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Bartender, a champagne, I have a Trump coupon. Can we get a Make America Great Again a tune?
What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Excellent. Fantastic. Beautiful. Afro-American creativity, going back to the 20s, when people created things. And today, what do we got? We got the Berkeley jerks throwing the furniture through the windows, paying $50,000 a year. Hey, give me the $50,000, I'll throw the furniture through the windows. What a bunch of jerks, man. We're going backwards. What did they say? Education level is 26th in the world. Yeah. And we spend the most money. Well, what'd you do in school today, son? I went through a couch through a window. Oh, we're so proud of you, son. Did you ever think of joining the Navy? Oh, no. I'd never fight for this country. No. I want to go and live in Globia. That's where all the free thinkers live, in Globia. We're in trouble. Okay, so they got all kinds of news up there. The Democrats are having babies. This is the only time Democrats have babies, is when Trump gives a speech. I'm going to give you a quick wrap-up of the week that never was. Megyn Kelly's show, flop. End of report. Putin couldn't even stand her. You know, crazy boy chick. Okay, here's one. A Trump rumor started by the communist networks that he would use executive privilege. He never said that. They said that. It started off with, suppose he does this. Yeah, because they don't know what he's going to do. They have to stand in line and get a tweet. So, they started the rumor that he would use executive privilege to stop Comey. And then they debated it among the networks as if it was real news. If it is not tweeted by the head tweeter, it is communist BS. Or as they say in Spanish, cagada de toro. Trump is being mistweeted. Don't mistweet Trump. You could get a penalty. You could lose an election. The good news is that Rosie O'Donnell and The View are being transferred out of the country to a game preserve. Jim Carrey lost it. He's now clutching at straws. Once you do drugs, you're on the way out. And like Jimmy Durante once said, be nice to the people on the way up, because you're going to meet them all on the way down. Kathy Griffin is the biggest phony I ever saw. And I have seen some big phonies in my lifetime. Al Franken and the phony Senator Blumenthal from Connecticut, who disgraced the Marine Corps uniform, should be court-martialed for impersonating Americans. Let's see Comey's notes on Hillary with the vomit wiped off. Yeah, if he's got notes on Trump, he's got notes on Hillary. We want to see them. Yeah. He's out there tonight with an eraser. Yeah. And whiteout. Okay. We'll give you some more news when we come back. I'm going to give you a tune. I'm going to try and keep it jolly tonight. You got to give credit to the Spanish. They discovered the new world. At one time, Spain was at the top of the heap. And I get a kick out of how the communists are always blaming Spain for stealing all the gold and silver. Many years ago, when I was in the service, I was down in Villa Cunha, Mexico. And I'm sitting at a bar with a young lady, and she's crying. She's saying, the Spaniards, and they came, they took all the gold, the Esmeraldos. They took everything. They left us nothing. I said, what language you speak? Oh, I speak Spanish. Where did you learn Spanish? I learned it in school. They left something, folks. They left religion. And that's not a bad thing to leave anybody. So we're going to give a salute out to Spaniards. And one thing I learned, I was in Spain. Spaniards never blamed Americans for being poor. And they were poor. And it's really sad. It's really sad. And the communists nearly took over Spain. A dictator named Franco, who allied himself with the Nazis for his survival, got Nazi help and defeated the communists. And one story I remember, I don't know how true it is, but as the communists had retreated to Madrid and Franco had taken over the entire country, and this was the last holdout. So they had stolen, you know, chalices and crosses. They raided all the churches. And they had stolen all the gold. And they had stolen the treasury. And what they did was they sent it to Russia for safekeeping, communist Russia. And then when Spain fell, when Madrid fell, and the country reverted back to the king and queen, the communists showed up in Russia and said that we're here to claim our fortune. And they said, what fortune? We never got a fortune from you guys. Which brings to mind another story. There was a Soviet spy in the FBI for 30 years. And he was putting in his papers with the KGB or the GRU, whatever one he worked for. And his retirement papers. And you know what they did? You know what the KGB did? They turned them over to the FBI so they wouldn't have to pay his pension. How's that? You don't believe that, no, because you're fair and square. You're Rudy Kazuti. You got a lot to learn. You got a lot to learn. And Americans don't learn too well nowadays. They're all living in la-la land, looking for the free stuff. This country wasn't built on free stuff. This country was built on hard work, and it will remain to be built on hard work. So here we go. I'm going to give you Gypsy Kings and flamenco guitars.
Amor llega así de esta manera, no tiene la culpa, caballo le dan sabana, porque muy despreciado, por eso no te perdono llorar. Ese amor llega así de esta manera, no tiene la culpa, amor de compraventa, amor del pasado, ven, 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 ven. Perdón de Dios, por en mi vida la fortuna bendecir, el destino te desaparado, lo mismo ya callé, lo mismo soy yo, no te encuentro lavando, eres posible, no te encuentro de verdad. Por eso un día los cuento así de nada, lo mismo ya callé, lo pienso en ti. Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Two sailors that were on leave in Granada, Spain. And in Granada, Spain, they have a lot of caves, and a lot of flamenco dancers live in the caves. And they put on shows in the caves. So these two sailors are in a bar, and they say to the bartender, "Where are the girls?" He said, "Oh, the girls are up in the caves." He says, "Yeah, what, so how do you meet them?" He says, "Well, you stand outside the cave, and you go, ooh, ooh, ooh." And all of a sudden, you'll hear somebody call back. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So they said, "Now that's great." So they ran up the hills of Granada, and they got to the caves. And one guy went in an average-sized cave, and this other sailor, he went into this giant cave. And he called out, "Ooh, ooh, ooh." And all of a sudden, he heard back, "Ooh, ooh, ooh." And he ran into the cave, and he got hit by a train. So back to the news. We talked about Al Franken and Senator Blumenthal. Beware of that Senator Blumenthal. He's going to hurt somebody. He was Attorney General. He must have crippled a lot of people up there. And then when his constituents found out he was a lying bastard, they made him a senator, which goes to show you. If you look at a map of New England and the voting record in New England, the original colonies that started the American Revolution are all shot. They're all lefties now. And speaking of lefties, there's no such thing as a lefty or a liberal or a progressive. They're all communists. You have no idea. When you hear Democrats calling Republicans fascists and calling them Nazis, they never use the word communist because that's who they are. You think about that the next time you hear the rhetoric, the politically correct rhetoric. Unbelievable. Okay, so we also talked about Comey's notes. The communists have been rigging elections since the 60s when they were ordered. Gus Hall was the leader of the Communist Party. He ordered the Communist Party to join the Democrat Party. And that's the truth. So they've been, the Democrat Party has been infiltrated since the 60s, maybe late 60s, early 70s. Hanoi Jane Fonda and Hanoi John Kerry just received the highest award from Communist Vietnam. It's a giant spittoon with their pictures on it, and it's called the Hak Tui. Al Gore is the Soros puppet. Al Gore works for George Soros, who wants to destroy this country and should be investigated. He should be called to account. We should go back to his days when he was cataloging Jewish artwork for the Nazis. Whatever happened to the Vikings? Now Sweden gets raped. 9 million Swedes could be a minority in their own country in 10 minutes. I was with a Hungarian guy the other night, and he was talking about that he couldn't get a high school diploma because he wasn't a member of the Communist Party. He went to school, got the education, but they wouldn't give him a diploma because he wasn't a member of the Communist Party. And he remembers the Hungarian uprising. And he said, all along the Danube in the woods, you could see men hanging. And they were all communists. And payback happened. And those people that did it had to escape to Austria-Hungary. Because the communists took it all back. Once the communists get a hold of something, they don't give it up too easily. So, 9 million Swedes are in trouble. Oh, so the Hungarian friend said to me, you know, Tom, you see all these Muslims overrunning? We lived under these Muslims for 150 years. We weren't about to do it again. So we put up fences and we wouldn't let the Muslims in. And I said, how did you manage to do that? He says, we just wouldn't let them in. And I remember seeing a picture of the fence with the Hungarians police on one side and the Muslims on the other. And they couldn't get in. And one Muslim had a sign up that said, let us in or we'll kill you. Now that's an incentive, isn't it? Anyway, they could be a minority in their own country. Trump and Putin. Notice how the communists want to pitch Trump against Putin, right? The two superpowers that have the most nukes in the world, and the lefties, or as I call them, communists, the Democrats, they want Trump to square off with Putin. And Trump just told you, Obama has reduced our military to nothing. Do you know how much he's reduced our military? He lost 22,000 Americans, wounded and killed, in Afghanistan, and he covered them all up. You don't know about one of them. You don't know one name. 22,000, and he paid cash to kill them. He gave the Iranians IED money. You don't think they were buying pistachios with it, do you? He delivered, faster than a Benghazi rescue, cash to kill Americans. But you'll never hear that in the communist media. You'll never see that. 22,000 names, you never saw one of them. You know how they did it? Very clever. They identified them as NATO troops to be identified later. If you go back to the clips, the video clips of casualties of different presidents, you'll see it ends with Bush and it begins with Trump. And all in between, except for Benghazi and the CH-47 shoot-down ambush, you don't know about anybody. You don't know about anybody. You don't know that he traded an IED maker, two province chiefs, the head of their CIA, and I forget who the last one was. There was five of them. He traded them for Bo Birdcall. And you know who held on to Bo Birdcall? The Haqqani Network. That's different from the Taliban. The Taliban takes your picture and kills you. Haqqani Network takes your picture and puts you up for sale. And Obama paid for Bo Birdcall. And if you could get in there and be a fly on the wall, there were rumors that Bo Birdcall was allowed to carry a sidearm in camp and that he was training the Haqqani people in how to kill Americans and how Americans defend themselves. Yeah. Like Private Manning, who released all the emails, 800,000 emails because he was mad at the government. And then you got KGB agent Snowden, who's getting KGB money living in Russia. And he did how many? 2 million? 2 million emails? And the communists called him a patriot because he kept the government on its toes. Yeah, they were on their toes all right. They're looking for bombs coming through the windows. Okay, so having said that, we'll regroup, and we'll give you another tune. I thought that there was going to be Trump and Cruz as the president and vice presidential team. I was wrong. But Trump and Pence is even just as great. And I like Pence the way he backs up Trump. So we're going to have 8 years of Trump, and then we're going to have 8 years of Pence. And there'll be no Democrat Party. Because over 16 years, the suicide rate is going to skyrocket. So I'll just give you a flashback. It had to be Trump. It had to be Trump. I've wandered around, finally found someone to dump. The communist crew that pulled off the coup. He'll make us all true to the red, white, and blue. Even be glad to watch him fire Obama too. He'll be there for you and me with Cruz and some Tea Party tea. He'll make us feel free. You wait and see. He will make the Fed small. He will give us the wall. Make the Senate play ball. More money for all. One thing he'll never do, say who cares how they die, support a president who lied, buy drugs from Fidel, allow Iran to nuke us from hell. Nobody else can protect the USA today. It's Trump and Cruz all the way. Let's give them the bumpo. Elect Cruz and El Trumpo. What do you say? God bless you. It had to be Trump. It had to be Trump. I've wandered around, finally found someone to dump. The communist crew that pulled off the coup. He'll make us all true to the red, white, and blue. Even be glad to watch him fire Obama too. He'll be there for you and me with Cruz and some Tea Party tea. He'll make us feel free. You wait and see. He will make the Fed small. He will give us the wall, make the Senate play ball, more money for all. One thing he'll never do, say who cares how they died, support a president who lied, buy drugs from Fidel, allow Iran to nuke us from hell. Nobody else can protect the USA today. It's Trump and Cruz all the way. Let's give them the bumpo. Elect Cruz and El Trumpo. What do you say? God bless the USA. Okay. All the way. Yeah. Oh, guess what, everybody? I'm the only guy who said it. I'm the only guy who called for it. Everybody else is afraid to. What is it? About 6 years ago, maybe eight, when was it? But eight, it's got to be more. It's like probably 10 years ago, I wrote a book called The Spirit of America Party. I wanted a party like what Trump is doing right now. And I have, and there's certain things he's doing that I recommended in my book. But one of the things that's in my book that nobody talks about is the draft. But you see how disrespectful the kids are today. You see them burning flags. You see them pooping on cop cars. And they're getting credits from college professors for their work. They need a draft. And in my book, one of the chapters is dedicated to the draft. So what do you think they're talking about in England? And now it's spilling over to the USA. They see what's happening. They see the balkanization of their country. And they'll never be a united kingdom ever again unless they straighten up and fly right. And the same with the USA. They see, look what Obama did. I mean, what are Somalis doing in Milwaukee? You know? You're going to put Somali somewhere, you put them where the hot weather is. He saturated the entire country with tribal chiefs. He's balkanizing the United States. That's all over. El Trumpo is here. And the Democrats are crying in their borrowed beer. But anyway, so they're talking about national service in England, and it'll probably go somewhere along 1 to 2 years. And they're starting to talk about national service in the United States. You won't be so quick to burn a flag if you had to salute it for 2 years and you had to go to all the flag ceremonies to pay your respects. Who knows, you might even feel like a team player. So, there's two things that are on the horizon. One is good and one is bad. On the horizon, on the good horizon, the draft has to come back. We got too many wussies. Look at the divorce rate. 50% divorce rate. Why is that? Because we got too many wussies. Everybody knew you put the head in the harness and you towed the barge. That's it. You get married, you put your head in the harness and you towed the barge. And these people don't want to tote the barge. They don't want to lift the bail. Yeah, we're in trouble. 26 years old. When I turned 18, my mother said, "Son, happy birthday. Go out and get a job and don't come home until you have one." Yeah. "Oh, no, Mesa, I'm going into the basement till I'm 26. Could you have Pater bring down my marijuana stash?" Yeah. And a grilled cheese sandwich. Yeah, we're in trouble. So what happened? You're married and you're back already? He didn't work out. He was a lemon. Maybe, you know, maybe, have you ever bought a car? You know, you go to the lot, you look, you see what's available. You kick the tires, you look under the hood. Oh, no, we don't do that anymore. We lease. I leased the husband. We're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. So, that's what they're talking about. And here, the communists wanted Trump to go up against Putin. Go up against Putin, God. Show him the power of America. Okay, I just went up and told Putin we're going to invade tomorrow. You got to get on that truck over there. Oh, no, I'm not going. Oh, no, that's not my job. Well, it is now. And you can take the rifle off the guy that gets killed that's running with the rifle, just like the Russians do. Yeah. Canada. No, Canada closed the borders. You can't get in. Sweden. Sweden's only got a population of 9 million. They don't want you. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Yeah, so they want to put Trump up against Putin. So what are you going to say to him, Mr. President Trump? What are you going to say when you confront them? And you know what Trump would say? He would look at Vladimir deep in the eyes and he would say, "Would you like to build a snowman?" Yeah. Until we get our arms built back up. Until we get back all of the missile men that Obama fired and put in prison. Oh, man, you don't know. God sent Trump. And you're going to say that. Mark my words. 1 year from today, you're going to say, "God sent Trump." Yeah. Ted Kennedy went to Russia to get campaign money to defeat Ronald Reagan. So he was like one of the first communist Democrats. Imagine going to your enemy to get financial help to defeat an American incumbent. An American president? Unbelievable. 70% of Republican politicians have no liberty bells. That's why you can only have one term per termite. Una termino por termita. One term per termite. And don't let your ass get too comfortable in that chair because you're almost on the way out. One term per termite, and the only lobby is in a Trump hotel, and all of the payoffs under the table will end tomorrow, and everybody's getting paid off. You can't live in Washington without being paid off. You want to hear a sad story? Just to show you how corrupt Washington is. We had a shining sun, a college graduate, a lawyer who decided to run for Congress. He had a wife and two kids. He was a role model for who you would want to represent you. He got elected. He went to Congress. He went to Washington. Within 6 months, he had a second wife that the first wife didn't know about, and she was pregnant. They caught him drunk on the highway, and they arrested him because he was a Republican. Do you know what they do to Democrats? They get caught drunk. They bring him home. Patrick Kennedy drove up at 3 o'clock in the morning on the congressional steps drunk, telling the cops he was going to Mexico, and they took him home. But this congressman, they arrested. And then it all unraveled. It turned out he had a wife, a second wife, in Washington, D.C., and a kid. And here's where the betrayal really tears your heart to shreds. His father paid off the second wife, kept her comfortable in money, paid her expenses. Why? Because he didn't want the wife, the real wife, with two young daughters, to see that money coming out of the family checkbook. So, not only did the congressman betray his wife and two kids, but the father, who should have stood up for the wife and protected the wife, protected his son against the wife. And of course, he retired in disgrace. Not like Anthony Weasel Weiner. He's the Democrat role model. He's not to be touched. But how sad, right? How sad. And now I see him, he's at Republican rallies, he's trying to get back in the game. No way. And the poor wife, can you imagine how she felt when she found out she was betrayed by the entire family? How sad. How absolutely sad. So, let us sneak to a tune. So Washington corrupts absolutely. Touch of class can't hurt. That's beautiful, isn't it? You see, he has no eyes, but he's got a voice that's worth billions of dollars. I wonder what he sees when he imagines the Blessed Mother. What picture is in his mind? Okay, so where are we? 70% of Republican politicians have no liberty bells. Snowflakes push them around. If 40 Democrat senators voted to burn the flag. SJR 7, 40 days before 9/11, why did Match McConnell have to join them? Him and seven Republicans joined 40 Democrats to vote to burn the flag, and the vote was lost by one vote. How's that? Paul Rhino has to go. He is not a team player. When Crazy Kathy Griffin gets her lawyer's bill, she will be holding her head in her hands. Hillary to run in 2020, but the bad news is a bathroom is not a voting booth. It was only a dream. Bill Maher collapsed on the streets of New York. He woke up in a Catholic hospital with a giant cross over his bed, and a beautiful smiling nun was wiping the fever sweat from his brow. And then she smiled and she hooked up his IV to a tropical fish tank. It was only a dream. I'll give you another tune. You know, we have a communist mayor in New York. He is the curse of New York City. And take it from a guy who grew up, I was once introduced at a business meeting as a kid who grew up in the alleys of New York. Yeah, I grew up in alleys, and they were fun places to be. And you could go from 190th to 189th through the alleys, and you could whistle up for your buddies, and up five flights of stairs, and we all were the same. We were all Americans. And we were patriotic. And we were born before drugs. The only junkies at that time, when I was growing up, were jazz musicians. Only potheads. Very few needle pushers. And now look at us. The greatest plague is about to fall upon us in the next 2 years. Every family in America will lose someone to drugs. And you've got the right guy in place to stop it. He doesn't do drugs and he doesn't drink. And he could be your champion. But you gotta want it to happen. And let me tell you about the rehab rate for heroin abusers. 1%. Only 1% makes it out alive. Marijuana is a gateway drug, and it's also a lace carrier, because they're not just smoking weed, they're lacing the weed. But the biggest one that's going to get us all. And every family in America will lose somebody to drugs. Maybe not death, but they will lose him. He will be a drug zombie, or she will be a drug zombie for the rest of their lives. Only 1% recover. Fentanyl has been coming in from China. It is going to affect every family in America. Nobody is off the hook. If you don't believe me, ask Sly Stallone. Ask Douglas, Mike Douglas. You could ask almost anyone. All of those Hollywood kids, they're all targets. They're all drug dealing targets. They're wide open. They're like gazelles out in lion country, in cheetah country. They're wide open. Drugs is, in 2 years, you're going to see the decimation of the United States. And guess what? How are you going to have lower medical bills when the rehab units are going up faster than schools? Rehab is going to destroy any savings on your medical plan. And already everybody's getting, and there's a shortage of nurses, right? We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. So, drugs is chemical warfare. Mao Zedong in 1929 was growing poppies to kill Americans. When we went to Nam, a lot of GIs did not get killed in action. They OD'd. we're in trouble. And if we don't beat it, it will beat us. And it's bigger than Al-Qaeda. It is really sad. And I'm honest, I'm being honest when I tell you. When I grew up, there were no gates. The only burglar alarm was on the Chemical Corn Exchange on 181st Street, the bank. There were no burglar alarms. There were no gates. People left their doors open. You try it today. Unless you're in a gated community, like the Democrats. Don't let those beggars in here. And if they have children, kill them. Yeah, we're in trouble. Democrat Party is the Communist Party, folks. They have no God. They have no country. They have no flag. They hate it all. They got no Star-Spangled Banner. Obama said it's too belligerent. He would rather hear, "I'd like to buy the world some Coke." That's what he said. He said a Coke, but I say some Coke. We're in trouble. And we're going to, it's going to be sad. 50% divorce rate? Come on, what are you kidding? We'll go to a tune and take a break. I told you about this mayor, this communist mayor we have. This guy is more in love with communism than he is in with the people of New York. But of course, a guy I know that's a big anti-communist called me one day. He said, "Tom, guess how many guys are in the mafia in the whole United States?" I says, "Jimmy, I don't know." He says, 10,000. He says, "Guess how many communists are on the Lower East Side?" I says, "Jimmy, I don't know." He says, 850,000. You think about it. It is really sad. And this mayor now is trying to pass a law that says that all New York City policemen have to read the Miranda warning to any Latino that's apprehended in Spanish. So now they're all taking Spanish lessons. I'll give you an example. "Sergeant, arrest that man and give him his merengue warning."
Para aquellos que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
That's our folk show for tonight, folks. Say a little prayer for the 13 GIs that are going to take their lives tonight. And if you're within the sound of my voice, don't do it. God loves you. He doesn't want to see you yet. He has plans for you. He wants you to enjoy life. He wants you to feel good. Go to church. Sit in a pew. Wait for the message. And do not take your life tonight. Put it off one day. Put it off one day. And to those kids out there that suffer from PTSD too because your parents broke up, God sees what's happening, and He's on your side. Play it cool, watch and learn, and grow out of it. We'll close with a song.
Like this again, don't.